Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up, she was gone. This time I knew that I was wrong. After closing down the bar, she smelled perfume, it wasn't hers. My guitar alone. I got to get down on my knees. Say a prayer, beg him please. Let her know that my mistake ain't as bad as it seems. Let her know I feel her pain. That it cuts right to the bone. My guitar alone. I told her, girl, I swear to God, who she was, I'll never know. I couldn't have done what you're thinking. Hell, I drank too much alcohol. It don't matter, I was wrong. That's what I texted her on. Guitar alone. I got to get down on my knees. Say a prayer, beg him please. Let her know that my mistake ain't as bad as it seems. Let her know I feel her pain. That it cuts right to the bone.
My Guitar Alone is written and performed by my guest tonight, country music artist Garrett Walker. But before we get to Garrett, I have some news, ladies and gentlemen. This is, y'all, just, you never stop amazing me. Y'all know every day I do the numbers because I like to see how successful your show is. It's not my show. I tell y'all this all the time. It's not my show. It's your show. It's your show because you continue to listen, you continue to tell people, and you continue to send me guests that I absolutely adore and want to get back more and more. So this morning I'm running around doing my numbers, and just on the show alone, just on Blog Talk Radio Off the Chain. We're up to 75,852 listeners, ladies and gentlemen. That's between the live show and every time somebody goes and listens into the archives. Then when you add all the podcasts I put this thing up on after the show goes up into archives, which is podcast.com, Podcast Garden, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spreaker, we are at 95,300 listeners. We're less than 4,000 listeners away from 100,000 listeners for this show, all over the world in 70-plus countries. So my guests get exposure in places they might not even know about. For instance, Sudan, Jordan, Egypt, Japan, South Africa, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Italy, just to name a few. Now, on this show itself, on Blog Talk Radio, the biggest listening base we have is Australia, and I love you guys. 96% of my listening base is from down under, and so because of that, I have to give a plug out to the Teskey Brothers, who is a blues band who, if I didn't know better, would swear that they were from the Big Easy down on Bourbon Street, because they sound like Eric Clapton, Johnny Lang, B.B. King, Robert Johnson, Billy Joel, all the greats rolled into one nice package. In fact, they just won some major awards in Australia for their music, and they're a brand new band. They ended maybe 2 years old. So if you get a chance, go and listen to them. You can find them anywhere. Just pull them up, the Teskey Brothers, T-E-S-K-E-Y. Now then, January the 5th, ladies and gentlemen, at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, mark it on your calendars. I will be on Investigation Discovery Channel again on the show Married with Secrets. So put that on your calendar. Now, you know, you say, well, I want to advertise with you. I want to get my stuff out. I want to get my product out, but I'm kind of leery about being on a show because I'm kind of shy. No problem. Go to advertisecast.com in the search engine, type in Off the Chain. You'll see my pricing, and I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not gouging. I will have your ad on my show for a month, four times a week. That's 28 days. Most people only run it once a week. So go check it out. And then you can contact me at offthechainradio@yahoo.com if you have any questions. Now, all that being said, my guest tonight is an amazing, amazing young man. He is, like I said, that was his song. And when I first heard his music, I wanted to get up and dance because his music is just, it's old school and it's beautiful and it tells a story and I love it. His name is Garrett Walker. And his mom and dad were both passionate singers and musicians. And when he was a very young child, they would often sneak him to gigs with them. He'd hang out in the back room and listen to the show and breathing in music like air. After the breakup of his parents at age 8, his life was changed forever, as children's lives are. And he used his songs to paint the pictures of his journey since. Songs about love and pain, hope and faith, and always about reality. Garrett's goal is to use his talent for all the right reasons. And the talent he has, well, you've heard it in the song that he wrote and performed before we opened up the show. From the heartfelt, wasn't done loving you and all of the above, to the fun and cool vibe of Leave My Guitar Alone, which you heard at the beginning of the show. You had to have been moved, ladies and gentlemen, and entertained. I wanted to get up and dance. If I hadn't been tethered to the internet, I would have. This talented singer-songwriter is making his dreams happen in Nashville, Tennessee, as Charlie Daniels himself told Garrett that he needed to be in Nashville. After he did the Charlie Daniels and he's going to chat about me, about his music career, songwriting, his performing, and much more. Tune in, get up close and personal, because Garrett is going to be with us. Welcome, Garrett. Thank you for spending an hour with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored and very excited about this. I really appreciate this. this.
Well, you are quite welcome. Before we talk about Leave My Guitar Alone, because I'm telling you, my feet were tapping and I was trying to stand up and dance, and that wasn't going to work very well. How in the world, my friend, how did you get here? I know you went on gigs with your parents and all of that, but you know, our journey doesn't come in a straight line. We have turns and twists and detours and corners and curves, and so tell me about Garrett.
Well, as you said, I was born into a music family, and my mama was a singer-songwriter, and she was pretty much the front singer of the band. My dad played, daddy played bass, and my brother played the drums. My uncle played the guitar. So a lot of times, you know, I would be school nights. They played Wednesday through Sunday, and we would be backstage, and it was no problem. I could go to sleep with a full band going loud because I was raised that way. And so I really didn't care for Neil Young had a song called Old Man, which we all know. And that's I didn't even pick up a guitar until I was about 15. I just asked my mom to teach me three chords. I always say my mama taught me three chords. It's been hell ever since. But anyway, she taught me, you know, I asked her how to play, and I was singing everything from AC/DC to Judas Priest to Ozzy Osbourne, but everything I wrote and sang came out country, and as a lot of times I also say, I traded my tennis shoes in for cowboy boots, and it's been hell ever since. So. But I just started playing. I was playing at Marty's Pizza for free. And sometimes I'd leave there on them money, but that's just part of the deal. But I just kept on. My love for music. It just when I started doing country music, then I found what I wanted to do, and I answered an ad in the Kansas City Star. And this guy who's become my lifelong and mentor, he's just a great, great, great guy. And his name is Gary Beard. And I answered an ad in Kansas City Star in Kansas City. And he came over. He used to write for Hori Pro, just an amazing, amazing writer. And he probably don't want me to say this because he's really not the kind that, he just don't like to have himself put out there, but too bad, Gary. I'm sure, I think he's listening right now. I hope he is. But nevertheless, so he brought me a few songs. And anyway, I just kept going and kept going. And I heard about this TV show called You Can Be a Star. So I went to Nashville and I cried out for it. I didn't get declined, but I wasn't on. Accepted it. They put me on hold, and so, which hey, that's good enough for me. Well, the show got canceled, and so then Bobby Randall, the lead guitar player for Sawyer Brown, he opened it back up called Be a Star, and they had me come out, and they said, "Well, you've already been accepted. We saw you." And so before it was my turn, the show got canceled.
Oh,
so yeah, so back to Kansas City I went. And I was married and had a little boy, and the marriage just didn't work out, and so I split up and I became a single parent. She didn't think she could handle my son, and so I went back to my home state of Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, And once I got there, my dad called me and says, "Hey, some guy named Don DeShiel is trying to get a hold of you about a TV show." And he was a producer of all three. You Can Be a Star, Then Be a Star, and then Charlie Daniels' Talent Roundup. Said I had already been accepted and could become there. And so my dad and I went, and I played on it. And And I got beat. I did one of a Gary Beard songs. And so we 20 Years Drinking. He was going to pitch that to George Jones. In fact, he did, but Jones passed on. Rest in peace. But nevertheless, I didn't win the weekly or anything. Some little guy that did a Billy Ray Cyrus song did it, won, and, you know, to each their own, and that worked for me. But nevertheless, so once I was on stage, I got back to Kansas, and I woke up the next morning, and I heard this girl that I was seeing, Ross Perot's niece, Bobby Perot, and she was downstairs screaming with her ex or whatever, and I got up, and I thought, you know what? Not even 12 hours ago, I was on stage with Charlie Daniels. I mean, he told me, he said, son, I don't know. He goes, I heard your sound check. He goes, I don't know what you're doing in Kansas. And at that time, I was an artist for Jostin's American Yearbook. And because I'm also a designer and illustrator. Mm-hmm. And so, nevertheless, so I just thought, no, I ain't doing it. And my dad told me, he goes, well, if you're going to go to Nashville, make sure you got a job first, this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no. I cashed in all, because I thought I was going to win the whole thing. Well, so I bought a bunch of clothes. And I still had the price tags. So I took them all back and got my last check from Jostin's. And I got in a 1974 funky Catalina and broke down on the way to Nashville. I think I got to, I don't, not sure exactly what, Springfield, Missouri, and broke down. So I spent, and only it was only just some little plug for $17. So I was back on the road, and I got to town, and started playing downtown on Lower Broadway, 8 days a week. Sometimes three. I'd play from 12 noon to 5, 5 to 9, 9 to 1.
Oh, and, my.
Oh, yeah, and I did that 3 days in a row because one of the artists kept calling in sick, and they knew, you know, he was probably pouring a little bit too much whiskey on us. And, you know, that happens to a lot of us. It happened to me. And so, nevertheless, I was playing downtown, and I learned how to – it really taught me because I'd wake up in the morning, I got to be there at noon. And I had just done 2 days of, you know, from 12 in the afternoon till 1 o'clock in the morning, and I could barely even talk. Well, it taught me how to tune the guitar down one full set, you know, and then turn the mic up and just get up there and just really, you don't, you know, to be a singer, you don't have to scream.
Exactly.
And you get up there and you can be intimate. And really, you can, you know, Oh Lonesome Me. That's really a sad song, but nevertheless, it's done, you know, in a high tempo, fast tempo. But nevertheless, it taught me how to sing. And so I went through a myriad of managers, and it was very, very frustrating. And just all the, you know, these days, you know, there's, most people, I mean, a ton of, you know, songs that you hear on the radio today are done in somebody's house. And because they've got the Pro Tools, they got everything. And so I just really didn't know what to do as far as, you know, when is it going to be real? And so I just, every time I'd get let down, even by my own hand or by theirs, I every morning I wake up and I find my bootstraps, and I, you know, like a lot of us, you just want to move on, or you just want to give up. And I'm just not that guy, and I'm not going to give up. My daughter wrote on MySpace one time, "It's never too late to be what you could have been," and so I'm still, you know, I'm in it to win it. And I have some really good things going on right now. Susie Marshall with the Producer's Room with Spike Jones, an amazing producer. And I met a guy here I'm outside of now. I'm about 45 minutes away from Nashville in Kentucky. I met a guy here. I call him King Tim Doyle. He's an amazing guy and has really helped me out here. And I'm working a job and taking care of, you know, I'm engaged now. I'm taking care of her. You know, if I was too quiet, you could probably hear her snoring. She's resting, but at least she's not in pain right now.
That's true.
But nevertheless, so I just keep going. I write probably 5 to 6, if not 10 songs a week. And it's not the quantity, it's the quality.
That is very, very true, Garrett, because anybody can whip out a song on any given day. But the deal breaker is the quality of the song. Does it move the audience to the deepest emotions within us?
Oh, my God. Yes. And I am surrounded. You know, you don't surround yourself. There was years that I helped the homeless, and I helped them so much that I almost became homeless. And, in fact, I did for a day and a half. I hate to get that dark, but it's just the truth. And I wrote a song. You need to know when to let go. You know, you can't help the cause. You need to help the cure. And
right.
So, and yeah, I'm just all about, you know, God may forgive me, but I can't forgive myself. People are like, oh, so you're above God. Well, you know, we have to learn how to, you know, pray more and worry less and just.
Well, God tells us we have to forgive ourselves. Because if we don't forgive ourselves, we can't move on.
And our greatest revenge is to forgive.
Exactly. So. You are exactly right. Because if we don't forgive, the only person we wind up hurting is ourselves. Because that other person has already moved on.
Absolutely. And I'm one that just does not give up. And sometimes you just got to let go.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to do that, but nevertheless, so here I am. I have wonderful things going on. I've got the new CD project with Susie Marshall in the producer's room that has a major label that, she knows will come knocking down our doors. And then I'm doing I'm doing this show with you. I'm doing another one with another one of your competitors. I'm not sure exactly when, but I the other day, you know, I put it out there, hey, if you need a logo, and I put a bunch of my logos on there, and I put it on Craigslist. Because I'm not making very much money at all. And
right.
Keep the ends to meet. Now, they haven't met in quite a while, but I put it out there on my designs, put it on Craigslist, and this friend from probably about 17, 18 years ago comes along, and he said he's been wanting to get a hold of me. His name is J. Raleigh Jones. He has a TV show. And
wow.
It's on Comcast, ATT, U-verse and the internet. And so, I mean, he's just one of the most wonderful guys I've ever, and just so meek and mild. And so I was able to do his logo for them as well. And so I'll be on his TV show, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 weeks, trying to get his guy. And he wants to do more than just a TV show. He's going to do some videos with a green screen behind me, and they're going to set up. It's going to be the real deal. And so, and I just thought, you know, I just wanted to sell a logo for $200 so I could get some food, you know, get some gas in the car.
And look what happened, honey, because you have good karma around you. You are a positive person, and like you say, you're in it to win it, no matter what it takes, unless it's illegal, immoral, or, you know,
sure.
harmful
yeah.
to yourself. But you have a positive
too.
Attitude. An extremely
high,
and you will only go up. And speaking of going up, I want to play the second song because I want to give you all the exposure possible tonight because I want people to go on Reverb Nation. No, people, you can't go now and buy your music. So let's play All of the Above, and give the folks something to listen to. Hold on a second.
I can tell you real quick, if this is okay, that Leave My Guitar Alone, I heard Tim McGraw come on there, and he sang a song called Christofferson. And the premise of the song was that this woman left this guy. Well, to get her back, he's going to write her a song like Christofferson would write. And I'm like, that's not possible. But you know what? I think I've written a box set of those, so maybe this time I ought to leave my guitar alone.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
Do I love you? Do I hate you? Do I run for my life? Or do I ask you back tonight? Am I lonely? Am I happy? Or am I still in love? It's all the above. Can I go on? Can I hold out? Or will I miss you in the night? If I go crazy, if I get
meaning. I just broke up with the girl, and I just never wanted to see her again, but after a couple days, I missed her, and I loved her, and I hated her, and it just, and then also, it's a gets kind of dark. It's also, there is a time when, like a lot of us, you know, we pour a little bit too much whiskey on our problems. And so it was also my song to alcohol. You know, do I love you? Do I hate you? Do I run for my life? Or do I ask you back tonight? And so, you know, I write about real things. You know, I just read a post from a really good friend of mine, Chris Gantry, and also Gary Gentry. I mean, they write real. And
yeah, they do.
Yeah, I mean, I look up to the, I feed off of those guys. They're just, you know, and that's how I, when I write, and also Gary Beard. I mean, this guy is amazing. And he didn't, he's so humble, he just doesn't, you know, I can't tag him on anything. I mean, he's just not, he's just very private about himself. Not during this hour, but nevertheless, it's just, I just, when I write about something that everyone can relate to. It's not just me, me, me. You know, the majority of songs that you hear, probably 99% of every song that's ever been written in the history of music starts out with the word I. Well, I try to write from other people's points of view or something that we, you know, we have, we're all not unique. We all have singular characters, sometimes defects, but, you know, character, similar characteristics. And so you, I really, you know, I'm really into, there's a song that I wrote called You Don't Hear Good Songs Anymore, because you don't hear sad songs. You rarely hear love songs. You rarely hear slow songs. So in other words, you rarely hear good songs anymore.
That's true.
And they're always, you know,
so driving
some Patron down a back road, huh?
That you couldn't be, you were right, because the old artists combined the upbeat, the good times in life with the not so good times in life. So there was a variety of emotions that the old country artist sang about, and it was all life experiences.
Yes.
We have a caller. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Into me?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh, well, heck yeah. I just want to say, I want to just say that I just love this man. I have never met him, but in my heart, this is one of the best guys ever. I've been listening to Garrett Walker for
that
about
sounds like Nikki.
2 years. Who?
I'm not sure who it is. I think, is it Nikki?
No.
Uh-oh,
hey, Nikki.
I'm in trouble.
Yep, you are.
It's
somebody that has been pestering you for a long time, Garrett. It's Gail.
Oh, Gail McCracken. Oh, my God, I love you.
I love you.
Yeah. She has a cat named, oh, real quick, Yvonne. She has a cat called Doobie, and she lost Doobie. And she was so emphatic about this, and I just told her, you got to pray about it. You really got to pray about it. And so she said, okay. And, I mean, it wasn't, what, a day or two? Somebody saw this cat sitting under somebody's car, and now her and Doobie, her little cat, are living life happily ever after.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Gail, are you enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, I really am, and I'm so happy to hear him on there. Garrett, I love you to death. I love your songs. I love you as an artist. You know, you just got a heart of gold. And don't you ever change. Okay, you will.
Well, here you are making me cry on the radio. Thank you so much.
That was something else I had on my notes to talk about, Gary. There were two things. One, you're left-handed like I am, so that gives us that in common. You're an artist and creative. That gives us that in common. And you're extremely sensitive to others, which also gives us that in common. And that sensitivity, Gail, I think you'll back me up, that sensitivity comes through your music.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to start crying because Gary he's really helped me through some trying times, not just with his words, you know, but with his music. And he's been through a lot. Most of us have. But Garrett, I don't even, you know, I long for the day that I'm able to come meet you finally. You know, I live so far away, but buddy, one day I'm gonna have to pack up and go see you.
Or hopefully maybe I can come through your town and play a show, and I'll spend the night at your house because I'm not sure I'll be able to afford it.
You'll have white hair all over you, buddy. I ain't lying. Dude, he's got long white hair, and it's just everywhere. But you know what? You're welcome anytime.
Well,
you know,
Gail,
you should know that.
Gail, while you're on the line, I want to play this last song that I have in the queue to play because I think it's an amazing song, and I want you to stay on the line and listen to it with us.
I sure will. Thank you for inviting me.
You are welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, because I don't want time to run out, it's called Wasn't Done Loving You. And again, Garrett's sensitivity and his passion and his uniqueness comes through his music. So listen to this.
Wasn't done loving you.
that song would move a statue to tears, Garrett. That, Gail, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I'm really having a hard time right now. I'm not choking up.
Yeah, you know, when I wrote that, there was a, I've been married more than once, and I left them all because, to do them a favor, because, you know, chasing this dream is often a nightmare. But I still, every woman I've ever been with, and I mean every single one of them, they still hold a piece of my heart, and that just can't change. And so the video on that, in fact, it was, I had met this woman, Lori Smith, who's quite popular on Facebook and beautiful, beautiful woman. But it just didn't, you know, because of the music business and everything, it just didn't work out. And so I had met this. I was playing at a place called BJ's on Dickerson Road, which is not a good road. And, I mean, and BJ's, it used to be a strip club.
So, oh, anyway. Lord.
Yeah, well, they changed it over. In fact, the owners found me downtown at the Turf before the tornado. And now it's Rippy's in Nashville. Anyway, I was walking across the street, and this, you know, on my break, because I was playing one of those 9-to-1s, and I saw this hot little number, a beautiful girl. I said, "You got to be a singer." She, "I sure am." So anyway, I said, "Well, I'm over here. You can get on my stage, and if you want to." So she came over. We went out, and so she, I said, "I'm also playing at a place called BJ's. If you want to come out." So, you know, I was playing Monday through Wednesday, because it's Wednesday through Sunday. I was playing at the other bars, and so nevertheless, we went out, and it was a wonderful, I mean, we really got along very well. And, well, one night after I got done at BJ's, I got done about 11 o'clock. Well, Nashville's heart don't start beating until about 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning, you know. And mm-hmm. So let's go downtown. And they used to have there used to be this guy, there's a bunch of them, but they'll have their cars, and they'll run – they'll go pick up artists at their house, take them to the gig, and then when they're done with the gig, and they only charge like, you know, $20, and they'll usually have a joint or so. I'm like, "No, I got to play." You know, so anyway, I was, "Oh, this is so serious." So anyway, me and her got done, and we went to a place in Printer's Alley, and it was called Barbara's, and it was a downstairs, but it was where it was the Catch Me Out. That's where, I mean, you'd see Earl Thomas Conley, you'd see Tanya Tucker and Glenn Campbell. I mean, you'd see, you just didn't know who he was going to run into. So we went down there, down the stairs, and, you know, this was back in the mullet days, so I had to primp. So I went in the bathroom, and she went and got a, Earl Clark was playing, may he rest in peace. Anyway, so I went into the bathroom, friend, come out, and I was tucking in my shirt, and I looked to the left, and I saw this beautiful woman, Lori Smith, and I looked where Ray Ann was, and she was watching the band. I'm like, okay, so I went over to this woman, Lori, and I'm like, "My God, you!" And she just she's drop dead gorgeous, and I just said, "You've got to be a singer." And she goes, "Oh my God, look at you!" All blah blah. So anyway, she gave me her number, and I didn't even get her name. I mean, I couldn't get that. Anyway, so I didn't have to play Monday, and I was supposed to join Ray Ann and go out, and I called her and said I couldn't. And she was on the phone. She goes, "I wasn't done loving you." And I'm like, "Oh, my God. Hold on a second." So I wrote that real quick. Yeah. Can I call you back? About 20 minutes, I called her back, and I had that song. And it just – I just washed my hand right. It's like there's a lady – oh, God. Laird. I forgot it. But anyway, she said, you know, many times. I held the pen that wrote that song, but I swear it wasn't me. And that's like a lot of songs that I write. And I'm sure that goes with a lot of us writers. And so, but that's where that song actually came from.
Love it. I love it. But the thing is, though, it could... I'm sitting here thinking about my husband who's disabled, and he's on the downside of life. He's 82, and I know you've been following me, and he just had to have a colon resection because of colon cancer. Now he's got skin cancer. He has a whole host of health issues. And I'm sitting here listening to this song, worrying about him and thinking about him, and it fits because I'm not done loving him, so he dare not go anywhere.
Oh my God, I can't imagine what you're going through. And there's people that say, oh, I know how you feel. Well, there's no one on this planet that knows how I feel. And
no,
I can't.
Because they're not you.
Yes.
They can empathize and sympathize, but they don't know your feelings. Gail, would that be a fair statement?
That's right. People tell me that, and I'm just like, you've never walked in my shoes, so you got no call to say nothing.
Exactly.
You know?
They can empathize with you, and they can say, I understand the feeling, but I don't know how you personally feel, because I might
That's
feel
right.
different in the same situation. But Garrett... You said something that I wanted to touch on, and it's your direct quote where you say, chasing my dream that can sometimes be a nightmare. And yes,
sure.
It can, because you have those pits and the abyss and the am I good enough or am I ever going to get past this obstacle. But there's something about you that is gritty. In order to be successful, you have that grit. And a lot of people don't have that grit. And they
don't.
They don't.
All yet.
Right.
They
don't
do. I think that they do, but they don't want to show it or they don't know how.
They're probably
and, you
both.
Know, as, like I say, when they started coming out with songs about, you know, loving a tractor, you know, tractor sexy, and then all, you know, a pickup truck. And I even wrote a song, you know, I've never written a song about a tractor, but I took a stab at my truck. So, but in all reality, I wrote another song, If It Wasn't for the Devil. And, you know, thanks to the devil, I found the Lord. And, you know, I even wrote a song called I Want to Go to Hell. As soon as I pass, then head up on to heaven after I kick the devil's head.
Yeah,
so, yeah, but you got to be real. And I really... And I've posted that song a few times with people. I'll go with you. So
exactly.
But nevertheless,
it's a good song.
I do keep it real. I did want to mention that, you know, my mama, she was my first and foremost influence. But she's in heaven, and I talk to her every day. I've got her picture all over the place. I just love my mama right in front of me. I'm looking at her right now. And there's another lady that came to my life. And I call her Momshine. Her name is Jerry Ray Fitzpatrick. And she is a wonderful singer and just the sweetest lady. And she seriously is like my mom. And so I just have so many, I've surrounded myself with so many positive people that how in the world can I be negative? How can the world? Yeah, I mean, you can, but I won't. I just won't. It ain't going to happen.
Well, there's no room in your life for negativity, because negativity feeds on itself like a cancer, and pretty soon it will swallow you up until there's nothing left, and you become non-productive and non-successful, and then you fall back into old habits, which are destructive.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, I've been there a few times, and quite a few times. You know, everything gets going great, and all of a sudden, I just had a CD project and had this guy was going to, you know, going to fund the whole thing. And then he started wanting me to ask my friends. And I said, I'm not asking anybody, nothing. You know, they do, I'll ask them for prayers. And in this case, it didn't work out. And there's a movie project that's called Hard Row to Hoe, talking about Music Row. Gary wrote the treatment on it, and Universal was going to do it. And I was supposed to act in the movie or have a guy act for me. And I asked him, I'm like, okay, so this movie is going to be about my life. Well, my mama died, nobody else knows me. Who's coming to the movie? He says, no, it's going to start out with me singing, you know, in smoky bars in Kansas, then in Nashville, and then you get so frustrated that you just fall, you cave in, and you start writing Christian and inspirational songs, which I've written a ton of them, at a lot of times, you know, at my lowest point. And I am able to, anyway, the movie was, you know, start out in a smoky bar in Kansas and then end out in a Coliseum singing my inspirational Christian songs. So I got that. Well, it didn't go through. Then it got brought up to me about 2 months ago, and Gary's like, I still got the treatment. I still have the this guy at Universal Studios. We still have the conversation, and he's saying, I love your idea. Let me put the investment package deal together. And it went belly up, too.
Well, the thing is, Garrett, and I've learned this through many, many years of trials and tribulations. Number one, I quit asking for patience, because when I asked for patience, I got trials and tribulations. So I stopped asking for patience because I got tired of the trials and the tribulations. What I ask for is strength and for all things to be done in their time.
Absolutely.
And it works out so much better.
Well, it's like the guy that wrote Indian Outlaw, Tommy Barnes, he says, you got to wait to, you know, you got to wait to be patient, or, oh gosh, he had the greatest line. Anyway, and also Billy Don Burns, he told me when I had a really good thing going on with another manager, and but it kept on taking so much time. He's like, anything good takes time.
Like
and
a
so
fine wine, it takes time. As one of the older winemakers used to say, no wine is served before its time. And speaking of time, see how I just segued right into that. Speaking of time, our hour is almost up.
You said it would fly by, and it really has. And I've enjoyed every second of it.
What I want you to do is when the show goes dark, do not hang up, because I have some things for you. And, Gail, you hang on, too, because I'm going to get you to help me promote the things that I'm going to tell him about. And second of all, thank you very, very much for spending an hour with me, because I so appreciate you. You are a genius. Your music is absolutely earth-moving. No, ladies and gentlemen, y'all cannot go and get his music now. You got to wait till the show's over with. But he's going to tell you where to go get it. So, Garrett, tell the folks where they can find you and where they can find your music.
Well, first and foremost, before that, if I can, I have met somebody that I'm going to marry on Christmas Eve. Her name is Elisa, and she is just the sweetest little thing, and I just love her. She's back there still asleep. She's right behind me. And she's going through a lot of medical issues. But, yeah, she's amazing. But where to hear my music, you can go to ReverbNation.com/Garrett Walker. You can go to YouTube, Music of Garrett Walker. And then if you want to buy a CD, just send me a message on Facebook. I don't have the iTunes and that kind of stuff, because all my songs are scratch vocals. They haven't even been mastered yet. So, I mean, all of them. And so your best way is just to send me a personal message, or you can always email me at GarrettWalkerCountry@gmail.com, or you can always call me, 615-498-4500. I put it out there. You know, it's like this. You know, I get so many messages, and every time I get tired of it, I'm like, you know, I signed up for this. and I try to stay as personal, you know, as I can, and because that's what we're supposed to do, I think.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. No, y'all can't go now because y'all know I have a few things to say at the end of the show. And one of them is join us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time when author David Hoof joins me again for the launch of his new book, Babes and Bastards. It's going to be an hour that's going to blow you out of the water. Then next Wednesday, we start off with the full week with musician Diane Menke, Thursday night author Maggie Adams, Friday night, author Elizabeth Hobbs, and Saturday night, author Carrie Vail. And then on December the 12th, best-selling author James Swain will be on here. You don't want to miss that. And y'all know that there are several things that I say at the end of the show. And one of those things is, if you want to achieve greatness, please stop asking permission because nobody's going to give it to you, ladies and gentlemen. If anything, they will try to keep you down in the pit with them. The difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do. So if you want to change the person you are, then change what you're doing.
It's like also, I always say, our past is not spotless, but our future is. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Great saying. I like that.
Yes.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, remember I always say this. Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. And the way that you leave others feeling after having had that experience with you, ladies and gentlemen, that is your trademark. People will forget your name. They will even forget what you look like. But they will never, ever, ever, ever forget how you made them feel. So if you make them feel good, they will remember that. But if you make them feel bad, honey, let me tell you, not only will they remember that, they will carry it around with them for the rest of their lives. So be kind to people. It doesn't take but a minute to be kind to people. Make somebody smile because it'll make you smile. So, Garrett, once again, my friend, thank you for taking your Friday evening and spending an hour with me. And, Gail, thank you, my friend, for calling in. You are an amazing lady.
Oh, thank you. You know, I appreciate you, and I'm in California, so I'm so glad I can get this. I really am. Thank you for being there, and thank you for having Garrett.
Well,
Garrett.
You are so welcome. So both of y'all stay on the line, and ladies and gentlemen, Garrett will be coming back. He's already told me he'll come back, so yes,
absolutely,
he will get a following here. So join us again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time when my guest will be author David Hoof. Until then, Garrett and I and Miss Gail say good night. Okay, we are now off the air, but everything we say is going into the archive show. But what I wanted to tell you is, Garrett, when this thing goes up into archives after we get off the phone, I will put the link up on my page. I will tag you in it. And, Gail, if you will also take that link and promote it onto your network. And tomorrow, I will put it up on SoundCloud, Spreaker, Mixcloud Podcast, and Podcast.com. When I get them up on those podcasts, I will put the link up on my page and tag you in it. And again, this is my gift to you, my friend, for you to promote it all over the place because this show automatically goes up on iTunes under Off the Chain. It goes up on FM.com, and it goes up on TuneIn Radio. It also goes up on Google Play.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
So,
here's what I'm going to ask you. Is it possible that you can put those links into my Messenger?
Yes.
Okay. If you can do that way, I mean, I can go to your page. I think I've got you on three of my pages. I don't think I have you on my fourth because somebody else comes up. And so, but nevertheless, yeah, if you can just send them to my Messenger, that way I can promote. And I milk this stuff until there's no milk left.
Well, what I'll do is I'll send it to you in Messenger. Plus, I will also, when I put the link up on my page, I'm going to tag you in it. It'll automatically go to your one page, and then I'll send it to you in Messenger. And that way, Gail can pick it up off of your page and she can run with it.
You bet. I know you.
Yeah.
I will, Gary. Heck yeah.
I know that you will. I know that you will, sweetheart.
No, you don't. I love you. You tell your darling, your honey there, I hope she feels better. Okay.
She's sound asleep, so she must be, you know, at least she's not in pain right now. And
that's
so,
excellent.
And she hasn't been in pain for the last 3 days. Every time she gets sad, I'm telling you, she is ticklish. I can tickle her ear. I mean, I can tickle her forehead. And I do. I get on her. When she gets sad, I get on her and I tickle the out of her. So she stays happy. She's safe. She's fed. And there's a roof over her head, gas in the car to get her to her appointments and her doctor's appointments. And I think she's really come out of what she's been through. But anyway, thank you so much, Yvonne. You just let me know when the next time is good for you. And I'm in no hurry. Whatever works for you, works for me. And
I might have a slot in April. I'm going to, when I get off from here, I'll go look. If not,
okay.
May is pretty empty, so we can get you on the first of May. But I want to have you as a regular guest because you've got so much music out there. If we play three new songs every time you come on, pretty soon people are going to start screaming at you wanting your music. You're going to go far, my friend. There is no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, you tell
them. Wonderful.
I'm just telling
them. I'm waiting my turn. There used to be a saying here, and you know, people come up at Writer's Night, who are you? I says, I'm next.
So there you go.
I wrote a song called I'm Next.
And see, the difference with my show and a lot of other people's show that do interviews is they just do the interview. I want people to hear your music because, yes, you are the brand, but we're selling your product. So they have to hear the music in order to want it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So, my friend,
he's got so many good songs.
Yes, he does.
Everyone.
Yeah. So you decide, you make a list of the songs you want to bring on the show, and then you send me three songs, and the next time you come on, we'll play those three songs.
I'll go ahead and I'll send you three more that we didn't play, and I can either do it now or just when it gets closer, you know, because I know how you can get muddled up with, you know, so many emails that, you know, but I can send you three here.
Oh, honey, I'll go in the emails and I'll download them to your file. I got a file on you.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and send you three songs now, and we'll just go from there.
Sounds like a plan to me.
And so I'll be involved in this link that you send to him, the link.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be able to get those from you, Garrett. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gail, it's
Thank you.
Of course.
you know,
if you're going to get anything you need from me. All right, Yvonne, you're just wonderful.
I'm going to let you go. You are welcome, Miss
okay.
Gail. Thank you for staying on the line and visiting with us. I know you made Garrett's night. You made mine for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you keeping me on there, Garrett. I love you big time, and thank you. So much.
Well, I'm gonna call you when I get done. I mean, when we hang up,
buddy.
I'm gonna call you.
All right, buddy.
On that note, we'll say good night, guys. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good night. Bye bye.
Bye.